Yet again, you're here. You know what they say, princess? Opposites attract.
Yeah, right? I don't think anyone or anything could be attracted to you.
Oh, come on now. You're hurting my very heart and soul here. I'm starting to think you don't like me at all. Ouch. Looks like it's you three for detention today. I have to admit, I'm very disappointed to see both new and regular faces. I need these attitudes to change, and change fast. I'm not here to be your best friend. I'm here to enable you to grow into a responsible adult. Girls, you know the drill. Name of everyone who's here and on my desk by 5 o'clock. I want lines of why you are here and what you're going to do better next time. 300 lines. That's it. It's an exercise. So you become a self-fulfilling prophecy. You'd know about it if you paid attention in class. Thank you. Mm, 100 lines? I don't have time for this. Hey, newbie, wanna do my lines?
You can't just ask someone to do that. How come you're even here in the first place?
Biology professor. He hates my guts. Likes to announce to the whole class what a terrible person I am because I have eyeliner on. Like, I'm pretty sure it doesn't hurt you in any way, shape, or form if I'm dolled up looking my best for a school day.
Your idea and my idea of looking your best are two different things. Anyways, I'm gonna get working on my lines though. I have to go home and walk the dog, or else Mum will be ready to strangle me. I'm lucky she just thinks I'm staying late with friends most nights.
Well, you never did say why you're in here.
Talking back when I shouldn't have. Classic me, I guess. Look, anyways, you're distracting me. I'm gonna go put on some music, so you'll have to excuse me from this little social gathering.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you, in detention. What are you doing here? I don't think I've ever seen your face around here much. How did you get in trouble? Caught up in a fight? Now, why doesn't that sound familiar? Rather than punishing the bully, they pick on the one who fights back. Good on you for standing up for yourself. It's not easy, but let me guess. The shock on their face made you want to swing just that little bit harder, huh? Yeah, I thought as much. I'm lucky no one really picks on me anymore. I think it's because I'm that weird kid. Oh no, she wears goth makeup and listens to music that isn't on the radio. People are so insecure about themselves, they gotta force it out on everyone else around them. Don't worry, I forgive them. I'm sure when we're all grown up, they'll be posting status updates on National Bully Awareness Day saying how it's so bad and boo-hoo them. Meanwhile, they were the humble little perpetrators. Ironic, isn't it? Sorry, I'm venting. Back to work. Well, my mind can't focus any longer. Think we can annoy her and see what kind of music she's listening to? She furls her eyebrow when she's frustrated. It's pretty cute. You ready? I'm just gonna stand up and walk over all nonchalant and swipe.
Hey, give it back. No fair. I'll take your stuff without permission. You're lucky I tolerate you so well.
Come on, what's some music between some childhood friends? Just because we're on a different path doesn't mean I can't relate to your outlets. Huh? Unless... What's this? ASMR? Oh, come on now. You need ASMR.
Well, yeah. I mean, who doesn't? It's super common these days. It helps calm my mind and lets me focus on my work. Nothing to pick on me about.
What about you, newbie? You know about this stuff? Whoa, you don't. Aw, oh, come on, man. How can you not know? Wait. Hold on. So, like, you've never had a tingle? It's like a shiver that goes down your back. Yeah, I know. It's kind of cringy to say that stuff out loud, but seriously, though. Like, what about when you got your ears cleaned out by the doctor? Or your mom brushed your hair for you? Or when someone ran their fingers along your back? Or someone sitting behind you playing with your hair? Am I going crazy, or have you been touch-starved your whole life? Don't answer that. Look, sit in the chair. I'll stand behind you.
What are you doing?
Oh, come on, this could actually be really fun. I'm too bored to manage to write any more lines. Let's make a deal. I give you your own pampering session, and you write my line. See how it's a beneficial relationship? And we have plenty of time. There's truly no rush at all. Come on, it's genius, right? You can even do her lines as well. She'll get on one side of you and I'll get on the other. See, look, I'm shuffling new chairs over now. So get over here. Yeah, I'm the weird kid, remember? So if anyone sees or asks, you can just say, I coerced you or something. I'm sure there's a weird rumor going around how I'm madly in love with you or something, so we can play up to that.
Well, who are you?
A rose by any other name would smell as sweet.
Yeah. Alright. So, what can we do?
We could just start with the most common. Phone tapping is pretty popular. The plastic clicks. Let's try that. Maybe we can get a reaction out of that neutral face of yours. I've been cracking jokes and teasing you the whole time, and you look so blankly back at me. Almost unnerving. What's going on in that noggin of yours, or are you busy thinking about your problems? You know, the whole point in ASMR is to temporarily forget them. Although, running from your problems is ill-advised. You're gonna have to face up to them at some point. Isn't that what they say? Fight or flight is good and all, but if you run away, you're just gonna have to come crawling back. So, tomorrow, wake up and choose violence. I'm teasing, but there has to be some truth to it. Advice can work well in different quantities, but I'm not at fault if all of a sudden you get expelled. How do you find the tapping? How would you rate it? There's more we can try.
Well, what about finger fluttering? I like that kind of stuff. Especially when they tell me about energy plugging. Don't laugh. I'm into that stuff. See how my hands are at both sides of you? I'm gonna draw back and forth around you. Taking any negative energy away from you. With each inhale,
starting to think you watch way more than me. More of the spiritual stuff, which I can dig. It's not for me personally, but that's all good. Next up would be hair play. Newbie, are you okay with me putting my nails through your scalp? It's a little personal, but how am I supposed to figure out what makes you tingle if you don't give me a chance? There we go. I'll try it like this first, with both hands over your head, feeling completely encased by me, but in a good way. Like, secure and covered. Something like that. Still sure your mom never used to brush her hair when you were younger, or have siblings playing with it? Maybe your memory just isn't that strong. I don't know how true it is, but they always say your first memory is a traumatic one. There might be something to it. My first memory was being lost at the play park. I didn't know where my dad was, and I screamed as loud as I possibly could. Turns out he was just behind me watching me the entire time. He said I was smiling at first, then my face dropped, then I was gonna cry, but then figured out crying wouldn't do anything, so I screamed out loud. It was entertaining for him, but stressful for me. I always rate hair play at the top of the list, though, so hopefully you find it good too.
Well, since we're still getting a little bit more personal, ever had anyone release stress and tension via your ears before? Well, today is your lucky day. I'll start by tapping first. That's why we have secret pressure points all over. There's a very strong one by the temples, but over the ears is actually the biggest secret. You only have three tiny bones in the ears: the hammer, the anvil, and the stirrup. The rest is actually just cartilage, which means it's super easy.
Hey, what do you think about doing that to him?
Ew, that's gross. I'm not gonna do that.
Come on. Look, we can literally leave in like 5 minutes. If we didn't do this, we'd be stuck here for another hour and a half. Plus, we could get a funny face out of him. Blushing, that's what I expected. Just try to relax and do it. Should melt your brain for the most part.
Thank you.
think that's enough of that. Like you said, you got your little session and you have your humble lines to do. You heard the teacher when she came in. I'll write out her names here and you can take it up with her complete lines. Sorry about my handwriting. You're gonna have to mimic mine.
I also taught my eyes with a love heart. It's cute.